at learning Masechta Shabbos, and beginning with Daf Chaf Aleph, and those few blot, and we'll spend some time this week on those topics. Let me begin with something we've discussed somewhat in the past, but use it as a basis to elaborate on further Kedusha. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos in Daf Chaf Aleph from the Beis, quoting a Masechta Sofrim, that mitzvasa mishetishka achama ad shetichle regel menashok. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is mishetishka achama, shkias achama, ad shetichle regel menashok. The meaning of tishka achama is machlokus rishonim, poshav shat l'rambam, perek dalet of Chos Chanukah, shkias achama, sunset, tchilas hashkia. The Mordechai, right, on that daf tells us that tishkias achama means sof shkia, seisa kochavim. That is, in fact, the psak halacha of the Mechaber, that one waits until tseis to light. But again, various practices, the machlokas, the Rambam, and the Mordechai, various different minhagim, whether one lights at shkia, one lights at tseis, or somewhere in between, right, shkia and tseis during the period of ben hashmasas. But misha tishka acham. Good. And how long does that extend? Ad shetichle regel min hashuk. One of the main elements, of course, of Ner Chanukah is persuminisa. So therefore, as long as there are people who can perceive of the Ner which is lit, that certainly enhances the kiyum of pirsum hanes, and therefore the Gemara tells us clearly, that is the shir. Ad shetich l'rego min hashuk. The Rambam writes that that shir is kichatzi sha'o yoser. Roughly, the Rambam writes, roughly a half hour or longer. You see that phrase in the Rambam, you see the Rambam is not defining it in terms of a shir katsu, like kazayis or kagrogres, koseves, very mistaken. The Gemara doesn't give us a shir katsu. The Gemara says that the inherent part of the mitzvah is pirsum hanes, and therefore, achetichle, regem and ashuk. The Ritva in this sugi in Shabbos and Daf Chaf Aleph Medbeis, right, is explicit that it depends on zaman and makom. The Gemara Pedafka doesn't give us a shir. Tichle rega manashuk. It has a subjective element to it. When you're living in a time of the Rambam, or even the time of the Shulchan Aruch, when they didn't have electricity, you see how the whole Seder Yom was so different. People were up at the crack of dawn, right? And all of a sudden, when it started to get dark, people went into their homes and they stayed in their homes. And in such a case, already, right, around a half hour after that time, no one was found in the streets any longer. But again, to assume that bizman hazeh, that half hour, is a shir katsu, is not so simple at all. As I mentioned, Ritva is explicit. Poshav shad, one lights the Ner Chanukah, one should do so, at least as a mitzvah mubchar, eret persumin isa, to see to it that the shemen continues to burn, right, for hours, in order that people can perceive the Ner Chanukah, that will add to the pirsum hanes. But the mitzvah is mitzvasa mishetishka achama, and it continues, ad shetichla regel min hashuk. One aspect of this braisa we've discussed in the past is the following. What exactly does that gemara mean? Mitzvasa. The Rambam writes in Perek Dal of Hilchos Chanukah very simply, mitzvasa means maisa hadlaka. When is the earliest possible time that you could light? The Rambam writes, shkias achama. According to the Rambam sheet, if you light 5 minutes before Shkia, and the candles burn and burn and burn, you're not Yotzei. The Maisa Hadlaka can only be B'shas Mitzvasa, which is Mishatishka Chama. That's the Rambam sheet. And the Rashba on that sugya disagrees. When the Gemara, the Braisa Masechta Sofrim, Mitzvasa, doesn't necessarily mean Maisa Hadlaka. Maybe it means something else entirely different. Kiyum ha-mitzvah. You fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah when the candle burns during this period of time. When do you light? You can even light before. A person will light a half hour before Shkia. For kol zman that the Ner Chanukah continues to burn, when is Yotzei? Even if the Ma'is Hadlaka is before Shkia. So whereas according to the Rambam, mitzvasa means mitzvah hadlaka, the maisa mitzvah, according to the Rashba, means the kiyama mitzvah. And the Rashba puts forth two kashas. One kasha of the Rashba is the following, that Maishra Yom Shabbos. Ner Shabbos. Why is it so critical to have a Ner Shabbos? So, on one level, the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos is one of Oneg. That's exactly what the Mishnah tells us here in Shabbos in the Chof Dal and Beis, that Ein Madlikin Bitron, one is not allowed to use a foul-smelling resin for Ner Shabbos. What's wrong with that? The Gemara says in the Chof, hey, Ein Beis, because we're concerned. Mitoch Sherei Chorah, Shemi Anichin V'yetzei. That's what Rava says, no? It's going to start to emit a foul odor. You know what's going to happen? You're going to leave. So Abaye says, so V'yetzei. So leave. What's the issue of leaving? Well, you don't like the way it smells? So leave the room. So Rava says, no, that can't be. Hadlokas ner b'shabes chovah. What do you mean? Hadlokas ner shabes chovah. So what exactly does that mean? How does it answer the kasha? Well, so Tosus explains. What does that mean? Chovah means there's a mitzvah v'oneg. Pirish. B'makam suda. Chovah she'isa b'makam aner mishum oneg. But the mitzvah of ner shabes is to light and leave. The mitzvah of Ner Shabbos is to derive benefit from the candle which is burning during the time of Shabbos. And you know what's going to happen? If you're going to light and leave, that's terrible. No? You're defeating the whole purpose of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. One has to derive benefit from the Ner was burning on Shabbos itself. And yet the Rashi writes, when do you light? Right. On Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, you light before Shabbos. So there's nothing wrong with lighting before Shabbos, and the neros continue to burn on Shabbos, and you're makayim mitzvah onik Shabbos. So hu hadinami, that you can light the Ner Chanukah even earlier, as long as it continues to burn mishatishka chamenan, and one fulfills the mitzvah. Maishnami Shabbos. The second kasha Rashba raises is the following. The Rambam, who maintains that the earliest zman hadlak is shkia, not a minute before, what will then the Rambam do with Shabbos Chanukah? You have no choice. Right? You can't wait until after Shkia. You have to light before. So the Rashba writes, that's an exception? No, that's an indicator. That's the rule. That the Maisa Hadlaka need not necessarily be at the time of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And you see that from Ner Shabbos and Chanukah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Good. How do you resolve these difficulties in the Rambam? The first question, Maishnami Shabbos. So we've discussed in the past the following chiddush. The Rambam discusses the mitzvah halakas ner Shabbos in two different places. In Perakei of Hilchos Shabbos and in Perak Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos. But the Rambam discusses them in very different ways. In Perakei of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of Oneg. That's like Tosos. In Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam discusses Ner Shabbos in the context of Kavod. Kavod. Those are the two different prakim. Kavod Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos. Very meduyuk in the Rambam as follows. When the Rambam discusses Perekei of Hilchos Shabbos, Oneg, the Rambam writes Ner Doluk B'Shabbos. The mitzvah is to have a ner which is burning during Shabbos. That's like Tosos, no? That's the Gemara. Shemi Anechen Aviyetze. If it's going to start to emit a foul smell and you leave, that's a big problem. The Rambam Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos is the following, that one must have a ner doluk mi ba'od yom. The Rambam says, like Tzarech L'sakin beiso mi ba'od yom. The Rambam writes, you have to get your act together, you have to get your house in order, you have to ready yourself for Shabbos. That's how the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Kavod. The Gaon writes in the very end of Hilchos Yontif, Tavkuf Chavtes, this is the difference between Kavod as opposed to Oneg. Oneg refers to that which a person does on Shabbos itself. You have a Suda Shabbos, you're delighting during the day of Shabbos, that's the mitzvah of Oneg. And what is Kavod? After all, the Navi Yeshaya, Nun Ches, Krasla Shabbos Oneg, Kedosh Hashem Achubar, Kavod, Oneg. What's the difference between them? Oneg and Shabbos. Kavod is the Hachana Mi Ba'od Yom. The Hachana Mi Ba'od Yom. Reading oneself for Shabbos, the Rambam writes, Tzarech L'Sakein Beiso. hachana for Shabbos. That's the mitzvah, kavod. We won't go through all the Rama Kamas again, but take a look at that Netziv, Kuf Samachtes, and Shiltos, no? And Netziv tells us the important distinction. Sometimes something is just a Hechsher mitzvah. Sometimes it's a Hechsher mitzvah Ksuv Bakra. The first page in Shiltos, Shilta Aleph. Kavod Shabbos is an example of a Hechsher mitzvah Ksuv Bakra. You think you're just preparing for a mitzvah? No, that preparation itself is a mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of Kavod. It's like building a sukkah, tying tzitzis, and writing a mezuzah. In all those places, the pasuk goes out of its way and underscores the hachana. That's a hechsher mitzvah ksuv v'kras. The Netziv writes this is true kavod. That's the chiddush of the Rambam, so very medayuk. In the context of kavod, the Rambam writes here, ener daluk mi bod yom. In the Perek of Oneg, Perekei Halach Aleph, the Rambam says, ener daluk b'shabbis. Boshab Shat the Rambam, that means there are two halachos of Nir Shabbos. Hadlokas and Eros is a kiyum of Kavod and a kiyum of Oneg. If you were to ask the Rambam, why is it then that you light Mibod Yom on Erev Shabbos? The answer is not only because you have no choice. You can't light on Shabbos. But the Hadlaka Mibod Yom is the mitzvah of Kavod. The Mainav Kamina, what about Yantiv? And Yantif, one is allowed to extend a flame. If the only reason you bench the early on Shabbos is because you have no choice, and Yantif, you have a choice. But if the reason you bench the early on Shabbos is because of Kavod, so the Rambam writes in Perek Vav Bilchus Yantif, that the mitzvah of Kavod Oneg is not limited to Shabbos, it applies even on Yantif as well. Therefore, Yantif requires a hadlaka mibod yom. An important chiddush. When is the best time to be madlik neiros on Yantif? Wait until Yantif or before Yantif? If you look in the Tur Yerodeya, there's the Hakdam of the Prisha. As the Prisha discusses this, and the Hakdam of that Hakdam was written by the son of the Prisha. So that piece, the Hakdam written by the son of the Prisha, he quotes this Chiddush in the name of his mother and the wife of the Prisha. And take a look, it's in the Yerodeya, where he writes that the different halachos, seven lokas and neiros, and what you should do on Yantif, you should have a halakha mibod yom. Right, and with the bracha zov l'asiyasa, achar asiyasa. If the reason you're madlik mibod yom is because of kavod, independent of whether there's an isser malacha, that's kavod, like tzarech l'sak and besa. We have a particular problem in chutz laretz, of course, of yantif sheni shagalios. We're not allowed to do any malacha or hachana on yantif rishon for yantif sheni. So in Yantif Sheni Shagolos, we have no choice but to wait until Tzeis. We can't do anything else. We wait until Tzeis. But there are different minhagim as to what to do in Yantif Rishon. Mikra Adin, according to Ram Yantif Rishon, the halakha shmi bimod yom. The only question that Haran discussed, Magrav Ram and others, is whether you should establish a low plug. Because if you're going to say, sometimes light early, sometimes light late on Yantif, it can lead to confusion, and maybe women will start lunching early on the second day of Yantif, that's a major problem. Right, malach and yantif rishon for yantif sheni. So maybe as a little plug, we'll argue, you know what, always light on yantif late. But mikar hadin, without the low plug, in lamdus, as the Rambam writes, of course the halakha mi bod yom. Like in Eretz Yisrael, where there's just one day of yantif, with the exception of Rosh Hashanah, in such a case, halakha mi bod yom. Tosus even writes a chiddush, and Beitz and Daf Chav Beis, Tosus writes, that when we light, we usually don't need the light simply to function. That also is a problem, no? The Gemara has a phrase of Shaga Betira Mayahani. Right? What use is a light in broad daylight? But in the time of the Gemara, that wasn't true. In the time of the Gemara, when they would light, they needed the light. No, that's that oneg. Now, if you wouldn't ben shlich, the room would be black. No? Yikosho Beitzim Vavonim. In the time of the Gemara, that was a serious issue. Shmashabas Kochasa quotes the possible Chiddush Lahalacha, that Reshechter assumes this way Lahalacha, that you know, the Knas and Shulchan Aruch, if a woman doesn't light, she has to add a candle. Why is that? Because she didn't fulfill a mitzvah. Is that why? And if you didn't take a lulav and esrog once, so therefore double it every time. The Knas is because You failed to fulfill a mitzvah? Or is the knas based on an entirely different reason? You know what happens if a woman forgets to ben shlicht? You're bevatal the mitzvonik Shabbos, in the sense that the house is pitch black. Now, if that's the basis of the knas, because as a result of not benching licht, now it's pitch black, and no shalom bayis, and you kashal beitzim v'avanim, maybe one could suggest that bizman hazeh, that even if one forgot to bench licht, but there is plenty of illumination, and that aspect of the shalom bayis and oneg is not being compromised to the same extent as was earlier, maybe there's no such knas. Maybe the knas doesn't apply. The knas is not because of the bittul hamitzvah. The knas is because of the effect of having a house enveloped in choshech and therefore compromising that level of oneg. Yikosha beitzim v'avonim. It's an important chiddush. It also says that in their times, on Yom Tov Rishon, toward evening, it was already dark in the house. So they used to extend a flame in order to have light. Forget about Yom Tov Sheni. Even in Eretz Yisrael, where they're observing one day of Yom Tov. But at this time in Yom Tov, it was already getting dark. So therefore, they used to extend a flame just to have illumination. So Tosfos writes the following chiddush in Beis Nef Chav Beis, that, you know what, if that's true, then if you need the light on Yom Tov Rishon, so maybe you can use that for Hadlakas Neiros of Yom Tov Sheni. And maybe you can bench lift early even on Yom Tov Sheni Shagolios. Because if you need it for Yom Tov Rishon, that's covered. Just like the Gemara says, for example, Beitz Adav Zayin Mara B'Shiurim. If you're doing something that you need on Yom Tov Rishon, and there's no extra malacha, you're allowed to do so in excess because it's Heter Gomor. So that's the Chiddush that Tosfos writes. Of that possibility as well, an important Chiddush. That's the Tosfos Beitz HaFeis Matar Maskelein. Important Chiddush. So according to the Rambam Shita, there are two halachos of hadlakas and eros. There's kavod, there's oneg. If that's true, you can resolve then very easily that kasha the Rashba. The Rashba says that, look, just as on Shabbos, the Maisa Halakha does not have to be at the time of the Kima Mitzvah, because your Madlik Mibod Yom, and the Mitzvah is Oneg, Hu Hadinami, when it comes to Chanukah, that the Maisa Halakha can precede the Kima Mitzvah, and therefore Mitzvasa means the Kima Mitzvah, Maisa Halakha can be earlier. One could argue, according to them, that's not true at all. According to the Rambam, the Maisad Laka can only be at the time of the Kima Mitzvah. But since there are two halachos of Ner Shabbos, Ner Yontif Oneg, there the Maisad Laka is at the time of the Kima Mitzvah. That's the Mitzvah of Oneg, Mitzvah of Kavod. On Chanukah, there's no halach of Kavod. On Chanukah, everyone agrees the Kima Mitzvah is Lachar Shkia. So the Maisa Dlaka has to be Lachar Shniyah. Maishnami Shabbos? Shabbos is not at all an example where the Maisa Dlaka precedes the Kiyum HaMitzvah. If all I had was the Mitzvah of Oneg and there was no such Mitzvah of Kavod, then I would say you're right. But if there is a Mitzvah of Kavod, so therefore that is considered to be a Maisa Dlaka at the time of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. What about the next Kasha that the Rashba raises? What will the Rambam do with Shabbos Chanukah? You're going to wait until Shki? Of course not. You have to light earlier. So that's not the exception. That's the rule that the Maisa Laka can precede the Kima Mitzvah. What would the Rambam do with that particular case? So, okay, maybe the Rambam could say Shabbos Chanukah is an exception. You have no choice. If you cannot be Madlik B'Shas Kima Mitzvah, so Kach Yisnu. So Chazal allowed the Maisa Laka to proceed. But maybe one could argue differently, perhaps even a sharper distinction according to the Rambam, not just simply that Yev Shevi Ninachem. The opening sugya of Chanukah, the sugya of Shabbos, Chabalach and Aleph, is the sugya of Kavsa. What happens if a person lights the Ner Chanukah and all of a sudden it goes out? If a person lit something that would just last for several seconds, you're not Yotze, that's not a Ner Hanukkah. But assuming the conditions were right, it was Hadlakas Ner Hanukkah. But unexpectedly, lo and behold, Kavsa. The Gemara questions, Zakukla or Eino Zakukla? Do you have to relight? Do you not have to relight? Are you Yotze? You're not Yotze. It should have, but the bottom line is it did not burn. So it burned for 5 minutes, then went out. So do you relight? Here the Gemara means relight with a bracha, you're not Yotze. You have to relight, start the mitzvah again from scratch. Or do you say, no zakukla? Even if you some cups that ain't no zakukla, perhaps one can still relight. For example, the Gemara says if you have two psachim. No? You're lighting outdoors, you have two doorways, light it both. Right? Mishum chshad. Because it looks as though you're not lighting, someone passes your door and sees that there's no menorah which is present. So even if you assume kops in a zakukla, one can still relight, mishum chshad, mishum persimenisa, but you don't make a bracha, the mitzvah is already fulfilled. Kopsa, if it goes out in a zakukla, you don't have to relight. So let me ask you the following. The Rashba writes the Chiddush. Mitzvasa mishatishka chama shetichla rega manasho. What does that mean? The ma'isalak can be early, but the kiyam ha-mitzvah is mishatishka chama. Good? Let's just say a person would light an hour before shkia, and then it goes out. And it didn't burn mishatishka chama. Are you Yotze? Of course you're not Yotze. But the Rashba say you're Yotze. The Rashba does not allow the possibility of lighting earlier because you're Yotze. The Rashba allows you to light earlier because the Ma'is Halakha can precede the Kima Mitzvah. But the Kima Mitzvah is Mishatishka Achama. You're not Mekayim the Mitzvah unless it burns Lachar Shatishka Achama. If it goes out before, you don't say Kavsin Ozokokla. If it burned B'toch Zamano, then you can argue that Kavsin Ozokokla. If it didn't even reach the Zaman Ki HaMitzvah, Mecha Teisei, no? But if you look in the Mechaber, Tav Reish Ayin Gimel, the Mechaber has an unbelievable Chiddush. The Mechaber writes, what happens on Erev Shabbos? So Shki is roughly 4:30. You light the Ner Chanukah at 4 o'clock. The Ner Chanukah goes out at 4:15. You know what the Mechaber writes? Kavsa Eino Zakukla. That's unbelievable. Kavsa Eino Zakukla. What's the difficulty? What do you mean, Kavsa Eino Zakukla? It didn't burn. Mishatishka Chama, Shatichla Regam and Ashok. How can you say Kavsa Eino Zakukla? A person lights at 4, and our practice is that first you light the Ner Chanukah, then the Ner Shabbos, lights the Ner Chanukah, starts burning, and as he's getting together, the Ner Shabbos and everything goes out. You could still light now. You don't have to. Kavsa Eino Zakukla. How can you say kavsa eino zakukla? It didn't burn mishatishka chama shetichla regam and ashok. What do you see according to the Mechaber? A very fascinating chiddush. The Rambam maintains that the ma'isa hadlaka must be at the time of the kiyum hamitzvah. And therefore, if you light a minute before shkia on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you're not yotze. On Shabbos, also the ma'isa hadlaka has to be at the time of the kiyum mitzvah. But this is b'shas kiyum mitzvah because there's a mitzvah of kavod. This is a problem for Shabbos Hanukkah. How did Chazal resolve that problem? So what do you see according to the Mechaber? The resolution was not that you are allowed to light before the Kiyum HaMitzvah. That's impossible. The Ma'is HaLakha can only be B'Shas Kiyum HaMitzvah. You know what you see according to the Mechaber? The exception was the following, that the Kiyum HaMitzvah is earlier. Not my sadlaka, the kiyum hamitzvah is fulfilled mi bod yom. Given that the my sadlaka, that's the my hamitzvah. So if the my sadlaka can only be done before shkia, the kiyum hamitzvah is before shkia. And that's why the Mechaber writes that if on Friday it goes out before shkia, you're yotze. Kavsa eino zakukla. Not true on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That means the Rambam is perfectly consistent in all of those cases. That the Ma'isa Hadlaka can only be at the time of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The critical question, when is the Kiyum HaMitzvah? For Ner Shabbos, the Kiyum HaMitzvah Mi Bod Yom by virtue of Kavod. A regular day of Chanukah, it's only Misha Tishka Chama. And Shabbos Chanukah, that's the Chiddush of the Mechaber. That the Kiyum HaMitzvah is Mivod Yom. And that's how you resolve those difficulties with the Chiddush, the Rashba. This is a Chiddush, this is a beautiful contrast on Chanukah and Megillah by Rav Tortzin, one of the Talmidei of Piskarav. Right, this is what he suggests. Right, this machlok is the Rambam and the Rashba, how to resolve right, that difficulty. We'll discuss tomorrow maybe some of the aspects of that braisa. Take a look in that braisa. Mishitishka chama shitichla regimen ashok. The Gemara has two possibilities. Yibo malik madlik and amli shuri. Take a look at the Tosas. Take a look at the Ritva. Right, that sugya. Very, very great Kiddush. Right, and then we'll talk about the Neri Shubesa, Mahajim, Mahajim in a Mahajim, elements of Pusaminisa. So if you have a chance, you can go through that sugya. We'll try to Mirtz Hashem learn that tomorrow.